This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
KBOO members, for your generous support. If you are not a KBOO member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and click on Donate Today. Stay tuned for Flashpoints.
Flashpoints, the Senate votes to approve proposed legislation that could provide a path to citizenship for millions of undocumented immigrants, but leaders in the House say it is dead on arrival. And we'll spend most of the hour with the founders of Libro Traficante as they continue their frontline battle to break the book ban in Tucson, Arizona. I'm Dennis Bernstein with Miguel Gavila Molina. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. Listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. My name is Dennis Bernstein. Coming up later on in this broadcast, we'll be talking with members of Libros Traficante. They are in San Francisco, where we are broadcasting from today. We are broadcasting from the Mission Cultural Center in the heart of the San Francisco Mission District. But first, the Senate approved a landmark immigration bill on Thursday that would provide millions of undocumented immigrants a chance to become citizens. But the leadership of the House of Representatives said the measure was dead on arrival in the House. Well, we're going to talk about that, and we're delighted again to be joined by Jesus Guzman. He's at the Great Day Labor Center. He's a program manager there, and he is one of the leaders in the Dreamers, in those young people who are fighting the good fight to have rights for those people in this country who do some of the hardest work, break their backs to put food on all of our tables. And what do they get for it? They get arrested, they get busted, they get their family split up, they get put in these private prisons, they get beaten sometimes, they get raped, and ultimately they get deported. So that's a battle that's ongoing. Jesus Guzman, first of all, your response. I want to hear in a little bit about what's happening at the sheriff's departments around the Bay Area and in other places. But first, what can you tell us about what happened in the Senate? Are you excited about it? What are your thoughts?
Well, Dennis, thank you for having me. This is a historic day, and I think the Senate reflected that. What we saw today was the Senate took their seats about an hour before they were even supposed to take the vote. They are usually mulling around during roll call. They recognize the significance of this vote, as does our community. So this was a historic day in many ways, and so this is a bill that is a compromise in every sense of the word. We have the pathway to citizenship still intact as it was voted out of the Judiciary Committee. And at the same time, though, the compromise that was reached was with this Corker-Hover amendment that was really about a border surge in the billions of dollars that are being invested there. And so this is a compromise in which Republicans wanted to see this border surge, in which what we were pushing for is a pathway to citizenship. It's still is inclusive, includes the pathway to citizenship for the 11 million, and this is a historic day, so this is something that we're excited about. It's not the best bill, it's not the perfect bill, but at times the perfect can't be the enemy of the good, and this is still a pathway that provides exactly that for millions of us that are in this situation of being undocumented, whether it's myself, my family, or so many other folks in our community here at Green Day Labor Center across the country that are going to benefit from this.
This is Miguel Gavilan Molina, and I just want to ask you, Jesus, the Senate finally went through, but in reality, what they put through isn't, I've heard a lot, that isn't acceptable to a lot of different folks and groups that were trying to bring real immigration reform. This is almost like a compromise. You know, if we don't put more security, if we don't militarize the border, then this is not going to happen. Well, apparently they pushed through that plan, but it really seems that the whole Obama's administration has been to do job development for the returning 100 plus thousands of U.S. soldiers that are coming back from the Middle East. It looks like they're coming from one desert into another desert. And that is just going to put more tension, more stress on the border.
It absolutely is, and that, I think that's the right analysis, in that we're just shifting the theater of war from the Middle East, from one area of brown folks to another area of brown folks down here in the Southwest, in which, you know, I found it ironic in that President Obama was speaking in Berlin at the Brandenburg Gate just a few days after that visit that he did in Germany, and that he was there talking about the virtues of having torn down that wall that divided that country for decades. And at the same time that that conversation is happening, that he's making that speech in Germany about the wall coming down, the Senate is moving forward with this court over amendment to build up a wall here in the Southwest. So the irony is certainly one that is very poignant in that case. So this is something that not only the Republicans have been pushing for in this bill to have this increased militarization, something that, you know, we already have a militarized border with President Obama, having continuously putting more boots on the ground there, continuous drones that are happening in the border community. So the militarization is there. This is going to continue to spike that surge in militarization. And so the question for us, I think we knew there was going to have to be some border security. It's daunting when we look at the numbers. Even some Republicans themselves were saying, whoa, this is a bit more far-reaching than we were expecting. But they were doing so in hopes that they could get those votes. But, yeah, it's something that Senator Patrick Leahy said, and I think this is to your point about shifting gears from that theater of war to the Southwest. Is that Senator Patrick Leahy said when he saw the court comment, he said, this looks like a wish list for Halliburton. And it is in so many regards. This is the unfortunate situation that we've been placed in, where we have to play, where we have to try to make a decision between a pathway to citizenship. And if that's the case, it's going to come at a price of this fence and this militarization at the border. That's going to affect communities. If we don't get this bill, we're going to continue deportations that are dividing communities of families here. It's one way or another. It seems like there's going to be some sort of division of families, and it's something that we've been having this internal conflict, this internal struggle with folks, trying to figure out and balance whether this is really the bill that we want. But it's the important step is that we got this out of the House, and that this battle continues in the House. I mean, that we got it out of the Senate and continues in the House. And that this isn't the final product. We still have an opportunity to make a better bill. I know this is a more conservative House, but these folks are elected a lot more often than senators are. And there are certain congressional Republicans that have to be moved that we can move.
That's the voice of Jesus Guzman. He is the Great and Day Labor Program Manager. That's a labor center that works with day laborers to try and protect and prevent the ripoffs and the kind of violence, the threats that happen every day. Well, there's a couple of other things we want to talk to you about, Jesus Guzman. First of all, remind people about the rolling hunger strike.
Absolutely. You know, we're going to be closing this out here soon, and we started on June 21st of last week. This is part of Endelon's National Rolling Fest, taking across centers across the country, Florida, Maryland, Oregon, here in California. And this is part of a shared sacrifice that we're making with our community, with our families, in order to continue to raise consciousness around ending deportations, around making sure just inclusive immigration reform, and it's been a long week. We finished today with a resounding action at the sheriff's office, and that was one that
We're losing you. You got to repeat that. We lost that last sentence. There was an action at the sheriff's department.
Yeah, sorry. So we had an action at the sheriff's office. We wanted to close this week out with a resounding action, and that was. We wanted to underscore the deportations, because before we can even have a conversation about immigration reform, we've got to stop these deportations, and so that we make sure folks hear for the immigration reform that needs to happen. And so we had an action outside the sheriff's office. We met with the assistant sheriff today, and we delivered our letter. We made our demand that we have a moratorium on deportations while this bill is being negotiated. We believe that if we get the bill that we're looking for, that we're going to continue to push in the House. If we get the bill we're looking for, that this could happen. And that's a time that we're all thinking. But that regardless, while this bill is being negotiated, the time might be that we are losing people. We have 1,100 people that are being deported every day, and that this
1,100 people. 11. We really have to emphasize that number. 1,100 people are being deported today. Today, 1,100 families, 1,100 extended families, kids in schools, kids losing their fathers. This is every single day. This is what white America doesn't seem to get.
And so absolutely, this is 1.7 million deportations during President Obama's presidency. We have continued to call him out as the deporter in chief that he has proven to be, and that. Though these are coming from the, this is a enforcement first administration, that this is being done on a local level, and so we are continuing to agitate, to push, to organize here on a local level with our sheriff that is implementing this deportation machinery on a local level, and so that we have this relief that we need for our communities. And so today was really the launch of that campaign to see that there's a moratorium on deportations while this is being negotiated in Congress.
You're going to be hearing from us again and again, Jesus Guzman, as we continue with Miguel Gavilan Molina and the crew at Flashpoints, to watch this subject very closely, to watch this battle. Really, it's the new civil rights and human rights movement in this country. This is the cutting edge of civil rights. The Dreamers, you, Jesus Guzman, all the great work that's being done at the day labor centers across the country is crucial in this frontline battle. We're going to keep in touch. Be careful. We'll talk to you soon, Jesus.
Dennis McGill, thank you very much for having me.
And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. What we're going to do here is we're going to take a short musical break. We're going to come back with the folks from Libro Traficante, and we're going to talk about why they're in San Francisco and what that mission is, that mission to really break the book ban in Tucson. Stay tuned. Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. My name is Dennis Bernstein, and we are honored and privileged to be broadcasting to you today again from the Mission Cultural Center, a very special, special organization, special building here in the Mission. And it's really been a link between all those folks in this hemisphere who have been, on the one hand, being attacked by the United States government, having their countries undermined. Well, the people The people here in the mission were busy bringing people to people, trying to undermine the work of the United States government to destroy the people's right for self-determination. It was nothing less than that. And the battle continues, and we're seeing changes in the hemisphere. This organization has played a key role in those changes. I want to tell you that I am incredibly excited to welcome some of the folks from a group that just my heroes, the group Libro Traficante. It was founded by Tony Diaz and one of the brothers working with him, Guadalupe Mendez. He's a poet. He's here in the Bay Area with some other members. They're here to continue their drumbeat drive to break that book ban in Tucson. And before we talk about what exactly the ban is, for those of you who haven't heard about it, we're going to do a little spontaneous reading of some of the over 80 books that have been banned. That's right, banned in Tucson. This is the United States of America, not talking about Nazi Germany.
Banned books. American government social justice education. Rethinking Columbus, the next 500 years. The Latino condition, a critical reader. Critical race theory, an introduction. Pedagogy of the Oppressed, United States Government. Dictionary of Latino Civil Rights History, Declaration of Independence, Cross-Examining American Ideology. Occupied America, A History of Chicanos. The Anaya Reader, The American Vision. Drink Cultura, Chicanismo. Message to Aslan, Selected Writings. De Colores means all of us. Latina Views, 500 Years of Chicano History and Pictures, Codex Tamecochan, Oncoming a Human, The X in La Raza, Dictionary of Latino Civil Rights History.